Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Do you think that if there was an outbreak in, say, New York, you know, Wuhan's a little bit bigger than New York, would there ever be a lockdown in the same way?
I would doubt it very, very much. I cannot imagine that New York or Los Angeles or San Francisco could be locked down like that.
The year before, Senator Chuck Schumer had been the commencement speaker. This year, though, was different. Because this year, the person giving the speech was also graduating.
Dear Abby, when I married my husband, Mason, 30 years ago, I was the only girl he could get. Bitch. He was a great catch by my standards, and still is. But back then, nobody else wanted him but me, which was fine with me. I don't like competition.
Find your new favorite podcast with samples today from Science Versus, We Crashed, and Let's Not Tell Abby. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. There are a lot of opinions out there, and even though everyone is entitled to their own, that doesn't make them correct. In a world where every person has a platform to weigh in or agree or contradict, it can be hard to hear the objective truth through all this subjective noise. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, drown out all that noise with science. On our first podcast today, Science Versus, you'll discover what's fact, what's fiction, and what's somewhere in the middle. Host Wendy Zuckerman and her expert guests sift through the hard science and raw data to bring you clear, easy-to-understand picture of topics like concussions at football, new 5G networks, asteroids, and so much more. No matter what subject matter Science Versus throws in the ring, you can be sure that science will come out on top. Here's a sample from the recent episode of Science Versus covering the recent global outbreak of a new virus known as coronavirus. In the episode, Wendy chats with infectious disease researchers, physicians, and more as they cut through the sensationalism and panic of the latest public health scare. In this clip, Wendy hears from Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, about the disease prevention efforts in the epicenter of the virus, China.
Meanwhile, China has taken some pretty extreme steps to try to stop more and more cases of the disease coming out. Some cities that have been hit the hardest are basically in lockdown, with citizens unable to leave.
Well, you know, I think it's unprecedented, as a matter of fact. Will it work? People ask me, do I think it's going to work? And my answer, honestly, is I really don't know. I mean, I have seen people do restrictions on social interactions and travel, but never to this magnitude where they've essentially locked down 45 million people. So that could work. I don't know. I mean, because there's no precedent, no benchmark for this to compare it to, this degree of shutting down of transportation and citizens in a country.
Do you think that if there was an outbreak in, say, New York, you know, Wuhan's a little bit bigger than New York, would there ever be a lockdown in the same way?
I would doubt it very, very much. I cannot imagine that New York or Los Angeles or San Francisco could be locked down like that. I would be stunned and very surprised if that were the case.
With making a vaccine for a coronavirus, how long might it take?
Well, we've already started. We could probably have a vaccine that we could start using anywhere, you know, from a year to a year and a half. So it's going to take at least a year to have that.
And by then, do you think the peak of this outbreak will be over?
No, I'd have to say I don't know, Wendy. I think it is too early in the outbreak to make any conclusion about where this is going. Absolutely. It's too early. We can't say that this is mild or that it's, you know, under control. We don't know. It's still evolving. It's still evolving. There are over 7,000 cases now, you know, up from 6,000 yesterday, up from 4,000 the day before.
Given what we know about, I guess, the pattern of what happened with SARS. And
Wendy, I love you, you're wonderful, but I'm telling you six different ways. We cannot predict. We can't. This is an evolving situation. It could go either way. It could taper out like SARS, or it could take off in a very, very widespread way. And that's the truth.
That was Science Versus from Gimlet Media. You can hear more from Science Versus now. Just go to WVXU's Start Here podcast collection on WVXU.org. It started as a simple idea, shared work and office spaces for small businesses and startups. But what followed was the tale of ambition, deception, and collapse. In its rather short lifespan, WeWork experienced the highest highs and the lowest lows of a modern American company. You could hear the entire story from startup to shutdown on our next podcast, We Crashed, The Rise and Fall of WeWork. Join David Brown, host of the hit podcast Business Wars, as he investigates the WeWork story, chock full of hope and hubris, big money and big mistakes, and the crazy things people will do to chase the great white whale. You'll hear every detail, from the company's $47 billion market valuation to the prophet-like, albeit delusional, vision of WeWork CEO Adam Neumann, whose charisma was enough to convince even the savviest of investors. In this new six-part series from Wondery, you'll learn that it's much easier to topple an empire than to create it. Here's a snippet from the first episode of We Crashed series titled, In the Beginning, There Was Adam. The episode introduces us to the enigmatic Adam Neumann, who first appeared on many radars at the 2017 Baruch College commencement, where he was the commencement speaker. Take a listen.
It was June 2017, and the Barclays Center in Brooklyn was packed. Nearly every seat of the arena was filled with thousands of Baruch College graduates and their families.
I'm looking at all the parents, I'm looking at balloons, I'm seeing horns, just people smiling. I think I had a smile on my face probably the whole time.
Quamed Francis was graduating second in his class, which meant he had one of the best seats in the house.
I was on stage and it was just like, wow, I'll be seated next to, you know, some distinguished people.
The year before, Senator Chuck Schumer had been the commencement speaker. This year, though, was different, because this year, the person giving the speech was also graduating, just like Quamed.
Welcome, Baruch College class of 2017.
As soon as he walks on stage, this tall guy, long hair, slick back, it looked like he just pulled out the robe out of his trunk and he's like, all right, I gotta don this little thing for this ceremony. But I think if he had it his way, he'd be in a t-shirt and some Vans.
Adam Neumann, all 6 feet 5 inches of him, had taken 15 years from his first class to finally get his college degree. But here he was. He looked out at a sea of black mortarboards and clasped his hands together in what looked like a gesture of prayer.
It's my honor and privilege to graduate with all of you today.
With his billowing robe, flowing black hair, and arms outstretched, Adam looked more like a preacher than what he actually was, the CEO of a multi-billion dollar startup called WeWork. And Adam was here to spread the spirit of We.
It was definitely not a traditional commencement speech.
The next revolution is going to be the We Revolution. And the We Revolution is going to be led by the We Generation. And the We Generation does not discriminate between age, race, gender, or religion.
They're throwing their hands up, they're fist pumping, you know, people are standing up and cheering them on. You could think of somebody being the life of the party, you could think of him.
So as Quamed and the other students listened, Adam told them his story, how he had first moved to New York from Israel to get a degree at Baruch College.
I spent my first 2 years in Baruch studying a little bit and partying a lot.
But then, a close friend of his came from Israel to visit.
He looked at me and said, is this why you left Israel? Is this why you left your family and your loved ones, everyone you care about, to go party in New York City? I was inspired by his words and by his harsh criticism. I woke up the next morning and said, it's time to start my first business adventure.
The new podcast, We Crashed, The Rise and Fall of WeWork from Wondery. Check out the incredible story now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. The advice we give and receive depends a lot on our current social and cultural situations. Some advice is timeless: get enough sleep, listen more than you talk, always express gratitude. And then there's some advice that ages like milk. You'll get a healthy helping of both on this week's featured local Cincinnati podcast, Let's Not Tell Abby. Each episode, Cincinnati friends Natalie and Kayla unearth advice published in old advice columns, read it on their podcast, then provide their updated version. Some of the columns stand up to the test of time, while others are clear indicators of how far we've come as a society and a culture. Though they aren't professionals by any stretch, Kayla and Natalie promise to bring laughs, genuine opinions, and maybe even a little cussing. Plus, listeners can submit questions for fresh advice. If you're feeling stuck or caught or So if you're feeling stuck or lost or caught between options with no way to decide, Let's Not Tell Abby is the perfect place to get the guidance you might need. Here's a sample. The recent episode of Let's Not Tell Abby is called 2 years Equals Refrigerator. This week, the girls discuss the pros and cons of arranged marriage, the double standards of farting, and much more. In this clip, Kayla and Natalie read an intriguing submission from the Dear Abby column in 2007.
Okay, this question is for Dear Abby, and it's from December 7th, 2011. And I was finishing up my first semester in Alabama and moving home. Okay, great.
That was 10 days before my wedding.
Oh, yay!
Except not.
Okay. Well.
Anyway, it was yay at the time.
Yay at the time.
Okay.
I was 21. Okay. Dear Abby, when I married my husband, Mason, 30 years ago, I was the only girl he could get. Bitch. He was a great catch by my standards and still is. But back then, nobody else wanted him but me, which was fine with me. I don't like competition. We've had a great life together up until the last 10 years or so. Mason is aging gracefully, and there's something about him now that every woman is suddenly interested in. They all treat him like he's a new toy. They fawn over him, and I become invisible. We don't get out much, and I used to think I wanted to go out more, but now I just want to stay home and hide my husband inside. The real problem is, Mason loves the attention. It could be what he always wanted. I don't know how to handle this without getting my feelings hurt, pouting, and being incredibly jealous. He gives me no reason to think he'll be unfaithful, but I can't help but worry. Help. Wife of a late bloomer.
Oh my goodness.
This lady sounds kind of petty.
Yeah, but I also hate the idea of competition, you know? Because it sounds like he loves the attention and kind of, like, ignores her.
I don't know if he...
intentional or not. Like, maybe. That would suck.
I'm not gonna lie. When somebody, even now that I'm in a very caring and happy relationship, when somebody, like, if we're out and somebody, like, winks at me or stares at me or something like that, I'm like, it gives you just a little bit, like,
Our featured local podcast, Let's Not Tell Abby, with Kayla and Natalie. When you're in the market for advice, shop local with Let's Not Tell Abby. Available on WVXU.org. Just click on the Start Here podcast collection page. To the charts we go. Our weekly look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what's hot across the country via iTunescharts.net. Among the eternally popular podcasts like The Daily and The Joe Rogan Experience, there's a new entry that debuted last week called Dying for Sex from Wondery. When Molly's diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, she decides to do something bold. She leaves her unhappy marriage and embarks on a series of sexual adventures to help her feel alive. She shares the funniest and most touching details with her closest friend and host, Nikki Boyer. It's a 6-part series about friendship, sex, and love, and overcoming adversity. And now it's an up-and-comer in the top 5 of the Apple Podcasts charts this week. To learn more about Dying for Sex and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Tripp Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.